eyebrow. A lightsaber?
It's going to happen about 32 minutes from now. Not that I'm counting. T-minus 32 minutes for this eyebrow.
I love this bit so much, yeah, by the way, Mace. This makes me so happy to be able to watch you do this on camera.
Good for you.
I'm so the rest, all of LA is excited for this, too. It's not just me.
Everybody's pumped.
Yep.
And you can see it live. How do they see it live?
They can see it on
ESPN Los Angeles, and you can get it on Twitter.
Facebook.
Twitch.
Periscope. What was that? Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah, all those stuff. So if you,
not Periscope. That doesn't exist.
Want to see me horribly embarrassed. Stay tuned. All right. So Sunday's obviously a huge matchup for the Rams. And it's a game that can cinch the 2 seed in the NFC. It's a game that can actually, if New Orleans wins, knock the 49ers out of the playoffs altogether.
Yeah, New Orleans has been terrible lately. Have you noticed that? They've I think their last 3 games are averaging 13 points a game.
I'm rooting for them against Atlanta. I'm rooting for them against Atlanta. So this is a huge game. The Rams have lost 5 in a row to the 49ers. And George Kittle, who's, you know, a tremendous player, has had this quote yesterday. Jorge, do you have this?
You either have to match that intensity, or you have to get out of the way. And, you know, sometimes guys get out of the way, but, you know, I think it's gonna definitely show up this Sunday about, you know, who's the more physical team, and it's going to be kind of a body bag game, is my opinion.
A body bag game.
Well, they definitely have been the more physical team.
But there is no way that the Rams don't hear him saying that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It does.
Wait a minute. They're
you don't think that pisses off the Rams? They're the less physical team, and they're going to wind up in a body bag? Hell.
Was the last game when they had lost 4 in a row to the Niners, were they not pissed?
Sure. But this is tempting fate is what it's doing. I think this stuff means something.
Well,
you don't think that George Kittle saying that the Rams are going to wind up in a body bag on Sunday somehow gets through to Rams? Well, he says it's a body bag game. I mean, it's the team that's less physical is going to wind up in a body bag.
Which team has been more physical in the last 5 games?
Yeah, that's – what are you doing Sunday? Last 5 games don't matter. Last 5 games mean nothing. The team you're going to play on Sunday just said you're going to wind up in a body bag on Sunday.
Well, I think the Rams are the onus is on the Rams here to show up.
Of course.
The Niners are the ones that have the Rams number. The Rams should be embarrassed about how they've been against San Francisco.
I mean, the 49ers are
going to win.
The 49ers are a good 500 team.
Right, but against the Rams.
They're good for a 500 season from time to time.
Against the Rams, Sean McVay's never beaten Kyle Shanahan. He's 0-5.
Actually, that doesn't add up, does it?
Yeah.
He has to have beaten them once, didn't he? How are there 5? Oh, this will be the 6th game. Sure.
Correct.
Sure, this will be the 6th game.
Yeah.
This will be the magic game, the one where we show up as the more physical team, the one where our defense shows up and stops a lot of
But until they do, the Niners get to pop off.
Sure. I want every Rams player to hear that George Kittle just said you're going to wind up in a body bag on Sunday because the 49ers, he says, are the more physical team. I want that. I want the Rams to know that George Kittle is talking smack.
Right. Well, if the Rams have a weakness, it's that other teams have been able to kind of run it down their throat. So let's see.
Stop them.
Yeah.
This is it.
You got to put up a shut up at some point, don't you?
Yeah. Boy, I just want to shove it down their throats.
This Sunday about, you know, who's the more physical team, and it's going to be kind of a body bag game, is my opinion.
There you go. It's a body bag game. Show up, man. Fans, show up. Be
so
loud.
That's a heck of,
make that place loud.
That's a heck of a 6-7 hours if you're an LA sports fan. You get Rams Niners at 1:25, and it rolls right into Chargers Raiders.
Oh, that's right.
And
the amazing tie game.
I'm hoping, against hope, that I get cleared so I can go announce the Laker Memphis game.
Not cleared?
No.
And wow.
I get tested every day. And until I either test negative or stay in quarantine for 10 days, today is day 9, I don't get cleared. so I can't go to the Staples Center.
If it's 10 days, then you're clear, right?
No, this is more inside than anybody cares, but my CT numbers have to reach a certain threshold.
Oh, okay. So there's other criteria.
Yeah, so I may not be cleared Sunday, but I hope I am. And then I would get to announce Ja Morant, because you and I have been talking about, well, what do we make out of the fact that the Lakers have won 4 out of 5? What do we make about the fact that LeBron playing center is playing like an MVP?
Yeah.
I think all of that you have to measure against a good team, and there is not a hotter team in the NBA than Memphis.
Yes.
They won again last night. They've won 7 games in a row, and including in that stretch are wins over the Lakers, the Bucks, and the Nets in Brooklyn. So they're the real deal, Memphis.
Because if you think about it, what is the – I guess was the quality win the best win for the Lakers? Is it that win over Miami back in November?
Probably.
I'm trying to think of other games.
Yeah, but if they beat Memphis on Sunday, that becomes the most impressive win of the year. They had Memphis beat in Memphis last Wednesday. They had it.
And didn't they beat Memphis early this year?
Yes. This is the fourth game between the two teams. Oh, this will be the last time they play them. So far, the home team has won every game. The Lakers beat them early at the Crypto.com Arena. Then the Grizzlies beat the Lakers twice in Memphis, and now right. This is the last game Sunday here. And by the way, we're overlooking tonight. Tonight they play Trae Young and Atlanta on ESPN at 7:00. So Trudell will fill in for me. Michael will be with him, and that's a
national game, so that won't be Billy Mack and Stu.
I think they're doing it too.
I always watch those guys. Over
I think
the
it's what we call a side by side.
Okay, good, good. So you know the song that has been stuck in my head more. There's always a song stuck in my head, but the one that has been in my head the most for the last 2 months has been the Adele song, which is just like so.
How does that go?
Go easy on me, baby.
When he plays her in the background, your voice sounds twice as bad.
Yeah, I can imagine why. So this is a big song. It went everywhere, and it's been on every station and all that stuff. So yeah. Travis Barker, who dates Kourtney Kardashian and is the drummer for Blink 182, decided that he was going to do a remix of this. He was going to add drums to this Adele song. And listen to what it sounds like with Travis Barker drumming to Easy On Me. Now, there should be a mix of that with Travis Barker drumming, I think.
I don't like it.
They do. You what's that?
I don't like it.
You really don't?
No. The best thing about Adele is she has a classic voice. The drums overshadow her voice, and I like it better when I can hear her clearly. And so I would veto the Travis Barker version.
Because there are like all kinds of mixes of Adele, Easy On Me. Like there's dance mixes.
Of course. But I want her to be front and center.
You want pure Adele.
Yeah, more Adele the better. I'm like Rich Paul, more Adele the better.
that's Rich Paul. Yeah. It's his slogan right now.
Right. It's like adding drums to Sinatra. What are you doing?
Just giving a different flavor.
Yeah.
I'm all with Travis Barker. Hey, try some stuff. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I have nothing against Blink 182. I like Kourtney Kardashian. I don't think that you should add drums to an Adele song.
Jorge, do you like the Travis Barker version?
No, I'm with John on this. No, just leave it the way it is.
Bergman, do you like the Travis Barker version?
Give me the power ballad. The power ballad sounds way
better. Yeah.
I'm all about that one. Yeah. Sounds great. I like it that way.
You guys are soft.
No, you're soft.
We want the one with an edge. You guys want soft.
Exactly. Edgy. Edgy Mace.
Yeah.
So
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Adele ain't broke.
So out in front of my house, in my neighborhood, I'll say, in my neighborhood, somebody threw 2 chairs in the street.
Now, what kind of chairs? Like folding chairs, like Barker loungers, patio chairs? What kind of chairs?
Funny you ask. I will actually text you a picture of these chairs. I find this to be so rude. that I want to call somebody.
Well, normally the trash pickup in Southern California is excellent. Like, they'll take almost anything. Did they not get it out there in time for the trash pickup? What day is your trash day?
Beats me.
What do you mean beats me? You don't know what day they pick up your trash? Who takes
no, they
it out
come,
the
they
cur-
pick it up, they put it back.
Who
I don't
takes
know.
It out to the curb?
The guy that comes by and picks bottles.
Oh, my God, you elitist snob. You don't take your own trash out to the curb?
It moves. Have you seen how close my trash is to the curb? It is basically on the curb already.
Yeah, this is – you've been outed now as as the opposite of a man of the people. I'm taking my vote back for man of the people from you for the Mandy Awards. If you don't take your own trash out, you're a snob, and that means you – Mr. I don't
the
know
trash,
what day the trash picks up.
The ask, trash is Juan just there comes.
Right, is Juan there right now? I guarantee he knows what day. Guarantee you he knows.
Hey, Juan, what day does the trash guy come?
He'll do,
no
he'll,
answer.
It's,
no.
Yeah, as soon as he hears
nothing.
You, he'll know. No, he'll know. Like, in our neighborhood, it's Monday. In my mom's neighborhood, it's Thursday. That's a big day, man. You've got to kind of make sure you don't miss that or all the trash piles up.
See, the problem is the garbage guys just get it and throw it in.
Right, but it's got to get out.
I don't
out
ever
to
have
them.
To. I don't have to go to the trash because my trash is already at the curb.
No, that
it
can't
lives,
be right.
It lives at the curb.
That can't be right. Nobody. That's bad etiquette. You're complaining about a guy.
It's back behind my house in an alley.
So, right. So someone has to take that from the alley out to the curb. So when the trash guy comes by, he can put it in the truck.
Yeah. No, it just sits there.
Right.
So here's what happens. There's
either
this guy
one
that,
either one's doing it or your gardener's
doing it. No, he's not
doing it. Trust me.
He's not doing it. Here's what happens. There's a guy, and by the way, I just tweeted out the picture of the friggin' chairs that are like out in the street in my neighborhood. No, there's a guy that comes through the alley and he takes the bottles and the cans and stuff out and he recycles them. And when he does that, he comes by every
okay,
day.
Okay, now these are what you would call, I don't know if they recline, but
like
those
Barca
are like
loungers.
Yeah, those are close to Barca loungers.
And they're just thrown out in the middle of the street.
Right, but the trash cans are out there right behind them. So that means, my guess is they put them out there on trash day for the trash guy to pick up.
Do you think it's okay to just throw streets out or chairs out in the street?
If it's trash day, yes.
Line it up. They just threw them out there.
Yeah, they're kind of in the middle of the street, which
they're
is
in the middle of the street. Somebody threw two Barca loungers in the middle of the street.
So what's interesting is I give a lot of stuff to the Salvation Army.
Sure.
And the last couple of times I've gone in there, they say, and they've never done this before, they say, what specifically are you dropping off? Because of COVID, you can't just give them anything like you
oh,
used
right.
to. So maybe these guys tried to take the chairs to like Goodwill or Salvation Army, and they said, nope, not taking them because of COVID, and then they just left them in the street.
Yeah, they're left in the – somebody should do something about it, shouldn't they?
The same type of people that leave chairs in the street like this are the same type of people that don't put their grocery carts back.
Well, and also
that
this
type. Yeah, that type.
The I same type
yes,
of people.
Same guy.
Have no
same
idea
guy.
What day their trash pickup is.
Hey, Brenda texted. She's like, I can't believe Mason doesn't know when his trash goes
Either
by.
Can I.
No,
it's pretty
no
amazing.
That is
nope,
the, that is
no
the
clue.
Snobbiest of snob things
it's not,
ever.
It's not snobby. There's a guy that puts them out for us and takes them
right.
back.
Yeah, but
he's the guy that gets all right. of our cans
Michael
and bottles
lives,
and recycles them.
Michael has arrived. He lives in a gated community, and I guarantee you Michael knows what day the trash pickup is.
Matter of fact, I am always the first guy in the neighborhood to put the trash cans out.
Right, and what day does your guy come?
Tomorrow, so I Thursday morning, the
right.
trash cans are
Can you believe Mason not only has no idea what day his trash day is, but he has no idea how his cans get out to the street.
Yeah, that's kind of
well,
a,
I don't know
that's
the guy's,
kind of a 1%
I could get you the
you
guy's this. Name. That does this, the who, can picker.
Right. What do you pay that guy?
No, he goes through everybody's garbage and lines up everybody's garbage along the curbs. The entire neighborhood.
Correct.
Because what
he
he's
doesn't
doing is
do
every day he goes by, he takes the bottles, he takes the cans, he takes the recyclable mm-hmm. stuff, and then on trash day, he moves it out there, and the next day he moves them back.
Do you have a butler to answer your door?
Yeah.
To?
Hell what
no.
is the butler's name?
Hell no.
What is your trash service person's name? And does he wear a white hat and gloves?
Well, I'll tell you, here's the thing about him. I'm not a huge fan because he always aggravates the dogs. I've talked about this before.
Who's that guy?
It's that guy. The same guy that puts the trash out is the one that yells into Sophie and Fredo and gets them all ramped up, and I can't stop them from barking.
So, Mace, you're kind of an elitist.
That's what
you
I
think
said.
I'm an elitist?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
If you don't know what day your trash day is, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's an elitist.
Even if my trash is already on the curb.
Yeah, but because you don't care for the little people picking up the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he goes through my garbage all the time.
Well, that's theft. He's taking your bottles and turning them in for money.
Well, that's all right.
And I say good for him.
Yeah, he probably needs it, Ireland.
Yeah, no, it's something he needs. He needs the recycling money.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, though, if you don't know what day your trash is, like you've never had to put anything that won't fit in a trash can out to the curb?
Never.
Like I did, we had a mini flood when it rained last week.
Right.
And I had to take some rugs out to the curb. And they took those. The trashmen took those. They'll take anything.
Yeah, we don't have gigantic pieces of garbage.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What do you do with your cardboard boxes and your recycling, Mace?
When you get a big box from Amazon.
You put them in the blue container.
Do you break them down or someone breaks them down for you?
No, we break them down.
You do.
Michael, how do you do it?
Oh, I break them down. I soak my cardboard boxes. I got a lot of stuff always coming. So I grab my cardboard boxes, put them in a pile, and then soak them with a lot of water, Mace, because that softens them up like tissue paper and not easy to tear that way.
See, when I was working at a grocery store, we had to break down boxes all the time. So I'm actually good at breaking down boxes. Uh-huh. And the key is break them down right away, because what you don't want is like – 5 boxes that you've got to break. Just break them down immediately.
Yeah, you're right.
So that they can go into recycling. Don't let them build up.
Yeah, although it's good exercise. If you got a bunch of boxes you got to break down and they're
dry. Yeah, I guess
dry,
that's good exercise.
It is good exercise,
right.
Because it takes a lot of strength sometimes to tear them. It's a good workout sometimes.
All right, Michael, you know what's happening at 2:30, right?
Yeah, I heard you getting – and by the matter of fact, I actually put my game of games in honor of you today. Getting shaved.
Oh, there you go, babe.
Getting shaved. Excellent. That's coming up for you at 2:30. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so
one brown man
lives, and we are getting it all set up so you can see it live on Twitter, on
you're gonna be
Facebook,
like,
on Twitch,
you're gonna
on
be like
YouTube.
You're going to be like Anthony Davis, unibrow.
Unibrow. I will have a unibrow. Yeah. That's right. It will just be over one eye.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael.
This is not going to hurt, Mace. It'll be fine. And 2 months is nothing. It'll grow right back.
Why do you think?
Yeah, what are you so afraid of? It's not like you're like a naturally bald guy, can't grow hair. Look at that wavy hair you have on. Look at that Anderson Cooper type hair. Not John F. Kennedy type hair you have on top of your head.
Yeah, you know, I actually do have great hair.
You
That's the one thing I got going
for. So, Matt, that'll help you.
If John Kennedy Jr. would have lived, he would have had hair like you by now. Remember?
Yeah,
remember
that hair is good.
Yeah.
What I'm afraid of is, what if it grows in white? What if it grows in silver like the rest of my hair?
That? It looks good.
Well, one
look
silver eyebrow, one brown eyebrow?
That'd be kind of cool. Think about it.
It would be not cool. It would be
you don't think so?
Cool.
Look, Max Scherzer has a blue eye and a brown eye.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah,
it gives it character.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
That's right, Mace. You'll be unique. And you know you. You think you're always unique about everything.
No, I am kind of unique about things.
There you go.
Would you disagree with that?
Not at all. I think you're a very unique person.
Unique is for real.
Yeah, it's good. And it's good. You're unique in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to bring this up because, Michael, you're here, and it's a good subject for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick this up after the shenanigans, too, at the bottom of the hour, 2:30. So there is a list of people sharing things that have become increasingly annoying to them as they've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bounce some of these off you guys and tell me if these are real things for you. Number one, petty stuff like clothes not drying up completely and they end up smelling damp.
Yeah, oh, I hate that. What do you have a dryer for if the dryer doesn't, dry?
It doesn't run all the way and get everything dry.
Yeah, now, my dryer has a sensor that my clothes are never damp. It just keeps going until there's no dampness left in the clothes. Do most dryers not have that?
Mine does too. Sometimes it's still after like 2 hours, it's still kind of damp. You go, what's
going
on?
I don't have a computer dryer. It just runs for a certain number of minutes, and if I take it out of there too soon, it's going to be damp.
By the way, these are rich people's problem, right, Mace?
Well, yeah, I got to take my stuff.
Damp clothes are in everybody's home,
that's true.
Right?
That's true.
But I got to take my stuff to a laundromat, and the laundromat dryers don't always work as well as you want them to, and it does come out where it's a little damp, and you get really annoyed.
God,
very,
the
very
laundromat.
Annoyed.
That was a
yeah.
rough thing.
Then you're running out of quarters? Oh, man.
No, well, the running out of quarters is the worst.
Why don't you have a washer and dryer, Bergman?
I live in an apartment.
So they don't have one? Oh,
no,
that's right. You got to go downstairs. Okay.
You have to go to like the
small,
community one.
Yeah, it's small, and one of them doesn't work, and it's a whole thing. Yeah, I'd rather just go to the laundromat and just throw everything in.
Terrible thing. All right, here's one. People who aren't self-aware, there is a huge free weight area at my gym, and people will start working out like 3 feet away from me like it's no big deal.
Yeah, when that happens to me, I just go to the other side of the gym.
Yeah,
I find that too. When I'm at the gym, I don't like it like when I do my resistance training.
No, that's not so
when
bad.
Somebody walks right
no,
up
what's
to
bad,
me.
Michael, is like if you let's say you're waiting to use the pull
down
machine.
Exactly. I know what you're saying.
And the person at the pull down machine then gets on a phone call
right.
And they don't leave the bench.
Yes.
So you can't use it until right. they're off of their call.
They won't let you work in.
Right.
And they'll talk for like 10 minutes and you'll walk over to them and make like do that thing like you're a mime and say, "Are you using that?"
Yeah.
And they'll go, "Just a minute." But they won't get off the bench.
Yeah, I know. How inconsiderate.
I'm like, and Michael and I work out in a lot of hotel gyms.
Yeah.
So that is the worst. Yeah. You're not even supposed to have your phone in there. And everybody's like going crazy.
Yeah.
But that happens to me almost every time.
Or when you're in a weight room and people don't put the weights back.
That
drives
me
crazy.
Too. And then, you know, the other thing that annoys me, and when people don't take the time to wipe down their whether the bench or the elliptical, whatever you happen to be using, take a minute and wipe it down.
Or when they do take the weights back, they put the 50 pounds in the 20-pound place. You go, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's just it's rude.
Yeah.
All right. This is things that become annoying as you get older. Some part or other of my body always seems to be in discomfort.
Well, that hit me about 10 years ago. You just learn to live with it.
Yeah.
It is brutal, though. It's like the weirdest things, too.
Yep.
Like, somehow.
Well, Michael, how long did you wait to get your hip fixed? Oh. Like, at least 6-7 years,
more
right?
Like, you're like 15 years. What an idiot. Idiot I was.
I took a long time to get my neck screwed. My foot that I shattered years ago is constantly reminding me that it's there. It's just like it feels like there's always something.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. People who don't know when to be quiet. Now, this is an especially big one for me because I go to a lot of movies. And the thing that bugs me is people speak at like normal levels during a movie. They will just be having a conversation.
So, by the way, when people do that, Mace, I make the full head turn and give them the look. And most of the time, they look back at me like, "What? What do you want?"
That's right.
I'm like, "What do you think I want?" What do you do in that scenario?
Don't sit in front of no sisters.
Or do you go tell? I'm not like go tell the usher to tell these people to shut up. I'm also not the shh guy.
So what
I'm
do you
not
do?
The shh guy.
You just do I what I do. You just give them the look.
I hope they stop talking. And I hope.
But you
they
do
stop
nothing.
Texting.
You do nothing proactive.
I do nothing proactive.
No, you got to give them the look. You got to give them the look. Like what? Like if they're sending in a text, whip your head around like you just heard a loud bang.
What's supposed to some big bigoty guy behind you?
Then live with it, I guess.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of that. And also we'll open the phones on that because it's funny stuff.
Yeah, suppose it's Dwight Howard sitting behind you, not Alan Sliwa.
True. All right, so if you want to see the eyebrow shaving, you can go to @ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter. There are links to all kinds of stuff. You can watch it on Twitter. You can watch it on Twitch. You can watch it on Facebook Live, and you can watch it on YouTube. Go to @ESPN Los Angeles, and it happens next.
In about 5 minutes. Happens next.
Yeah, about 5 minutes. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so if you are just tuning in, yep, I did finish last in fantasy football. I agreed that if I finished last, I would shave off one eyebrow, which I intend to do right now. I also promised, and I made a donation to John's favorite charity, Autism Speaks, in John's name. So some good comes out of this. So some good comes out of this.
One brow man.
You can watch this Go to at ESPN Los Angeles. It's on Twitch. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook Live. It's on YouTube. Okay, so those are the four places. We're all on screen right now.
Yeah, now
you do look like you're on the Zapruder film.
I know. I don't know why. But
it's better on the live stream. Don't worry about what we see.
If you're watching, it's a little bit fuzzy, but I think you'll get the idea. All right, so I'm going to start by razoring it to get it cut down so I can shave it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, all right. So I'll try and play-by-play this as much as I can. You are – now, I don't know if this is going to help. You're using an electric trimmer.
I just want to get rid of
– yeah. So he's going from the outside of his eye toward the nose, and he's shaving. He's shaving as much as he can to get it lower.
This is incredible!
Wow, it took most of it out.
Close your
eyes. It did.
Yeah.
Close your eye, dude.
It took most of it out. Yeah, you definitely no longer. And this is, by the way, this is over his left eyebrow.
I don't know.
Do you have a towel?
I don't think you're going to need to get an actual razor in there. I think you got it.
I mean,
do you have a towel underneath you?
I can't.
I've got just some paper. It's covered with.
Yeah, I can't get. I mean, the cameras aren't that good, but it looks like it's gone.
I think it's gone. Don't you guys?
It looks like Bergman. What do you think?
Hard to tell. It does look like it's gone. I'm trying to look at it actually on the live stream. It does look gone.
Yeah, it looks gone.
I think you're going to need to break out an actual blade. I think it's gone. Oh my God, it looks goofy.
You look great. You look great.
It looks goofy.
Look at that. Hey, more power to you, Mace. Good for you for actually doing it.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's completely gone.
Look at that.
Boy, that's a nice little device you have there.
Yeah, so the only thing I would say is that if you want to actually get the straight razor just to make it clean so you don't have any like little prickly parts there, that would be the only thing I would do. But otherwise, it looks clean.
I don't feel a thing.
Yeah, Mace, I think you're good.
Like a baby's bottom.
Yeah. I don't think you want to mess with it any more than you did. And you didn't put any lubricant or shaving cream on there, did you?
I got to say, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to look.
You know what? I agree. We had that caller earlier who said most people won't notice it. I think that is true. I don't think most people are going to notice it.
Oh, you're going to notice that. Absolutely. I noticed that.
like at the Ram game on Sunday, Bergman. Like, do you wear a hat at the Ram games?
I wear a hat,
Like, do you wear a hat like this? I don't think people are going to notice. I think people are going to be.
I don't think it's as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
I'm really encouraged.
You can tell yourself that.
Tommy Lamb just texted. He said, looks clean to him.
Yeah. Right.
So that's approval. I think
it's
you're good.
It's a good look.
I think you have paid off the bet in full.
Tommy says also get a patch now. Patch would.
Well, that's what Jim Hill said. Is Michael still there? Michael, what do you think of that idea? Jim Hill says Mace should get a patch and walk around like a pirate.
Yeah, that would look cool. You'd look better, make it look kind of menacing, Mace. Menacing Mace.
Are you able to see it, Michael?
No, I can't see it. I don't get the streaming in here.
Jorge didn't show you all this?
No.
Yeah, it's
no, it
I'll
looks
send
good.
Out a, I'll send out a picture of it so people
tweet
can
it
see
out.
It if they're not on the
screen. So it says, at Franz for Life says, you look like the guy from Hannibal. Ha ha. Extreme Elemental says, yeah, it doesn't look bad, ironically. OMG. Man of the People for sure from Much Is Made. Yeah, you got a whole bunch of good stuff going on here.
Nice.
A man of his word. Best you've ever looked.
That's why I don't gamble. Oh no, Mace.
I didn't. The thing was, I was
do the other
earlier.
Eyebrow.
I was saying,
Mason,
I'm gonna find a way out of this, but I decided, nope, you know what? The right thing to do is to follow through with my bet. I'm not going to welch, and I didn't, and there's the result.
Mason is going to get his ass kicked at the Rams game. There are many, many responses to this.
Yes.
Okay.
One brow man
lives. All right. There you have it. There is the eyebrow. It is officially gone.
That's amazing. Good for you, Mason. I'm glad you did it.
Surprise.
Yes. Surprise. Good job.
By the way, no surprise here. 30 minutes ago, the Lakers guaranteed the contracts of Austin Reeves and Avery Bradley for the rest of the season.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
what about Stanley?
No surprise. I'm excited about Stanley.
Stanley
I'm
is... Michael,
too.
Stanley's on a 10-day.
Well, that should just guarantee it. He's played well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he may be back in the starting lineup, too.
I mean, I put him right back in the starting
lineup. You know what the biggest mystery in the NBA is right now? With the way the game has evolved, Mace, with big men being able to shoot from the outside, why can't DeMarcus Cousins get a permanent job? He got waived again yesterday by the Bucks.
I know.
That is weird.
I know, he did.
He does, Michael.
I
read a big
10 points a game for him.
Yeah. I read a big article from The Athletic talking about how when he was on the court for Milwaukee, their defense really suffered, that he doesn't defend very well anymore, and all these coaches are about defense first now. Mm-hmm. And so that might have something to do with it.
He's historically not a good defender. That you can say about him.
He's got so much talent offensively.
Yeah. Offensively,
you would think
exactly.
Somebody would pick him up.
You would think, yeah.
All right, coming up next, Michael, you ready? Michael's hanging out today. We've got Lakers basketball tonight versus Atlanta. It's a huge weekend in sports.
By the way,
Sunday, Lakers play Memphis, a winning team, and we've also got the big event of the day, 49ers versus the Rams, 125 at SoFi Stadium. I will be there, one eyebrow free, so if you see me, feel free to grab a closer
look. By the way, Ireland was right earlier.
What? How's that?
About getting to the playoffs any way possible.
I told you. And Mason claimed there is no athlete anywhere alive.
I'm with Jim Hill. Jim Hill says can't do it.
You'd rather miss the playoffs?
Yes, he would rather miss the playoffs.
I'd rather beat the hell out of my opponent. The game is about winning,
miss the playoffs.
Michael.
Yeah,
he doesn't. Wait a minute, Michael,
Mason's
go
not
there.
In it to win a title. He just wants to gloat every Sunday. He's immediate gratification guy.
I want to win a football game and play the game right. Michael, you're telling me if you had an opportunity, I can't think how this would work, to throw a game in some way.
Throw a game.
Which is what the Chargers and Raiders are doing.
If Michael had an opportunity to tie a game and it meant a guaranteed trip to the playoffs,
by definition, that is throwing a game. Kinda, Michael, you're in favor of the two teams conspiring, colluding to end in a tie game.
No, but I'm saying if it does end in a tie, I'm not going to worry about it. But I
can understand. Well, if it does end in a tie, a legitimate tie, that's fine. But I think you play to win the game.
So let's say you're on the 20-yard line. You can kick a winning field goal, but you let the clock run out and take the tie.
Not if you can win the game, right?
But if you win the game, you won't make the playoffs, right? I don't understand.
No. If you lose, you won't make the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
Right, it's winning, you're in. Unless you tie.
But, like, Mason already admitted that there are certain circumstances, Michael, which he would take a tie.
John already backed down.
If you put it that way, lose or tie.
Both things can be true. Yeah, what I'm saying is it would be very hard to execute a tie, but the difference between
simple collusion.
The difference, Mason, between me and you is I would welcome a tie and you would.
Yeah, right.
If a tie happened legitimately, that's the way it played out.
Right.
But I'm not going to go to the other opposing coach and say, okay, here's what we're going to do, guys.
No.
We're
going to
take a knee every down and we're going to make sure that we finish in a tie ball game.
No, we're
to
not
me,
talking
that,
about
is, that. That is just completely wrong.
Yeah,
I don't even know how you could execute it.
Yeah, you can
just take a knee over and over again. Take a knee, take a knee, take a knee.
Yeah, that's just never happened.
No, that's not going to happen.
It won't.
It won't happen. That won't happen.
It can't. They're going to play to win the game.
But
that's what the NFL's about.
But if I get a tie and still get in, I'd accept it.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ireland is suggesting that you do it on purpose.
Oh, no, you can't do it
on purpose. I don't think you could. What I said, Michael, and I played a clip from Booger McFarland, is that if you get an opportunity to take a tie here and the end result of that is get into the playoffs, take it.
Yeah, of course.
Take the opportunity.
But you've changed your position. You said you should try to tie.
Well,
wind up
let me be perfect.
I'm okay with that.
Well, then you've changed yours.
No. In other words, if I play to win the game and we happen to finish in a tie at the end of overtime, okay, that's the way it's meant to be. But I'm going to try to win the game. I'm not going to go to the opposing coach and say, "Guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to we're going to tie this game.
No,
you score
if
a
you
touchdown,
win,
we'll score a touchdown.
Yeah, because if you win, you're in. Yeah, if you win, you're in. So of course you're going to try to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, but a tie is fine here.
Right.
And Mason says it thinks the tie is the worst thing in the world. It's not.
If you deliberately do it, if you collude and create a tie.
I don't know if you could. My position is this. At the end of the game, if I'm on the 1 yard line, and this is what you've been arguing the whole time, if I'm on the 1 yard line and I kick a field goal and a field goal gives me a tie, Mason,
well,
you would.
Well, it's overtime, so it can't be that, right?
Sure. The other team kicked a field goal first and I get the ball back.
Right. Yeah.
So if I go down and I'm on the 1 yard line, it's fourth and one, Michael.
Yeah.
Fourth and one. Mason says, "You go for it, man. You go for the win."
I didn't say that.
No, you kick it. Well,
no, so you would take
you
a tie.
You play the game competitively. You try to win the game. What I'm
saying is what you suggested
earlier was that Rich Bisuccia and Brandon Staley should get together and figure out a way to tie that game. That's collusion, and frankly, I think it might be illegal.
No, I didn't hear that.
I don't even know if you could do it.
No, you can't do that. That's fixing the game.
But Mason,
right,
have you changed your position that you wouldn't go for the win, fourth and goal on the one?
I never said that. I said okay.
So you would go for the tie.
If a tie legitimately
But
happens,
this isn't legitimate.
That's
you
okay.
This isn't this this is your choice. All right? The score is 16 to 13. All right? It's 4th and 1. You have the ball. You have 13 points.
And it's 2 seconds on the clock.
Right. There's 2 seconds on the clock. I'm kicking the field goal playing for the tie.
No brainer. You kick the field goal. What I'm saying is you do not collude between teams to arrange for a tie, which is what you suggested earlier.
I didn't suggest it. I didn't think you pulled off. I said I'm good with a tie and would play for a tie. I don't think you can collude to create it. I don't like I said to you. I don't even think
that was
you could.
That was your suggestion earlier.
No, Ireland say about he didn't say about fixing the game.
Oh yeah, he did.
He did.
Yep. Absolutely did.
Oh, what?
It's all on
tape. What are you talking about?
It's all on tape.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I said, and I'll say it for the fifth time. I don't even think you could do it if you tried.
Right.
But, but it's easy
it.
To do.
No, it's not. Well, how?
Sure it is. The one coach goes to the other coach and says, "We're going to let you score one, then we're going to score one, then you're going to, and then we're going to quit."
Now, which players would go along with that?
And wait, by the way, it's easy to do. When has that ever happened?
Correct. Not. It's never happened. That's why the suggestion that you would deliberately try to tie a game is completely out of hand.
No, Ireland didn't say that.
All right.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I'll say anything that'll get you to go to jump ball. What will get you to go to jump ball? I say fix the game and get both coaches to get together and fix it and play for a tie.
Excellent. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, thanks, Keith.
Way better. Johnson did the intro.
Yeah,
That's
I like
fantastic.
It.
Way better.
And speaking of Keyshawn, today on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, they debated over who needed to make the playoffs more, Carson Wentz or Derek Carr. Key and J. Will said Derek Carr. Max said Carson Wentz. So who do you think needs it more for their career?
Carson Wentz. And the reason is so much stuff may have happened to the Raiders this year that no one will blame them if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
John Gruden got fired. Henry Ruggs ruined his life. Darren Waller missed 7 or 8 games. Carson Wentz went to a ready-made team to be the quarterback, and if he flames out in Indy, his career's done. Carson Wentz needs it more.
I agree. Carson Wentz, this is his second stop. Already flamed out once. The Colts invested a lot in acquiring him. He was the number 2 pick overall. This is kind of like you either made it or you're a bust kind of day for Carson Wentz. He certainly had great moments in his career. He's had great moments during this season, but by far he needs it more than Derek Carr.
Is Michael there?
Yes, I am.
And who do you think needs it more?
Oh, yeah, definitely Carson Wentz. Derek Carr was a second-round pick, I believe. Carson Wentz was the second pick in the draft. So, and they, like May said, they traded a bunch to get him. So, yeah, and plus Indy is a much better team. So, yeah, he's got to show up.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so I have some of my best friends staying with me right now. They took over my extra room. It's them. It's a husband and a wife and their 1-year-old son. They needed a place to stay, and I wanted to help because that's the type of person I am. Now, the real question, how long is an acceptable amount of time to let them stay?
How long did he ask to stay?
A couple of months, 1 to 2 months.
Months!
Whoa.
Months, yes.
That's too long.
Yeah, that is too long.
That's right
that
there.
Is a long time, man.
I thought you were going to say a week.
No. And by
no,
the way, a week is generous.
Well, are they in some sort of distress?
Oh, man, they have some issues that are going on at their house in another area, and they needed
okay,
a place
so
to stay.
You're being a friend.
Yes. So what is acceptable amount of time that I allow them to?
I'm with Michael. 1 week.
Well, I think one week is even too much. You know, for Christmas, I went home for 24 hours. I thought that was perfect. The right amount of time.
Is this guy like in dire financial straits, Bergman?
No, it's not financial straits. It's that they have some issues going on at their house in another area, and they need somewhere to stay. It's important.
Well,
so I offered up my room
to you. Then I guess you
yes.
It's as long as they need to stay.
Do you
but
feel
I mean,
like
that's a long time?
Do you feel like they're all on top of you, or there's no room in the place?
No. I mean, like they make dinner and they do the dishes
okay.
and like I play with the kid and we watch movies and play games.
That doesn't sound like it's so bad. Yeah, no.
No, it's not so bad.
If you're helping out a friend, I guess you help out a friend.
Yeah, you're a generous man, Bergman.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
Thank you, Michael.
That's a huge lift to be able to do that. So good for you. You're helping out a friend.
If
they need to stay for a long time, it's going to be hard, but you'll
had, it will be. It will be a little tough.
Last week, we had guests to stay for 4 days in our house, and I was ready for them to leave after 4 hours.
I do like my privacy is the only difference, though. So, you know, like that's one thing that's going to be interesting. But it's fine. I love them.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
Actually, Jorge, take it away.
Oh, nice.
Gracias, amigos. So today is National Bobblehead Day. Can you guys tell me about the Mason and Ireland bobblehead, and do you guys collect any other bobbleheads?
My son used to collect. Here's what I remember about the Mason and Ireland bobblehead. We were at a minor league baseball game in which Mason was singing the national anthem, and I was throwing out the first pitch. Mace, was it in Rancho Cucamonga?
I think it was Rancho Cucamonga, yeah.
And everyone who got there was given a Mason and Ireland bobblehead, and it was it was one body with two heads. So one side of the head is Mason's face, and the other side is my face. And we're both convinced that they just went out and found two guys who looked like us. And
not even close. I actually have one of them sitting on my kind of
the about the only thing they got right was the hair, and other than that, it doesn't look like us at all.
Yeah, I think it was stupid, the idea of having two heads on one bobblehead. It'd be cool to have a bobblehead. I don't keep any bobbleheads. When I get a Dodgers bobblehead, like I had the Julio Urias bobblehead. I think we were all there that night for Julio Urias bobblehead night. I gave it to my mom, and she gives it to a little kid that she knows at school. His name is, I think it's Marco, who's just a huge Dodgers fan, makes his day, he keeps all.
Wait
of
a minute.
Them,
so. You didn't give it to Jorge? That's his favorite player.
No, 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 I was with Jorge had a bobblehead. He got one that night too.
All right. So, my son used to collect them, used to have maybe 50 of them, and then he got older and he got rid of them and he only kept about three or four. And one of them, Michael, is the Warriors Klay Thompson bobblehead. And the reason that's a very cool bobblehead is that it's not only Klay, but it's Rocco. Do you have one of those in your house someplace, Mike?
Yeah, we have one of those. We have every bobblehead of Klay. We sort of. My wife, she makes sure and collects them. So they're kind of cool to have.
Yeah,
I've got a real life, like an actual doll of me. That looks kind of cool.
A doll?
Doll?
How big is it?
It's about an inch, about a foot tall, and it's for the five of us: me, Michael Cooper, Calvin Natt, Bobby Jones, and Jamal
all
Wilkes,
the original Nike flight guys,
the original Air Force One. I got the five man set, and I look just like them. And Moses Malone, it looks just like me, handsome.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Corporate Greg, take it away.
All right, so Mason has taken Christian McCaffrey with the number one overall pick in the Hollywood Football
League.
Two years in a row, and it didn't go so well, as evidenced by him currently only having one eyebrow. Well, the Carolina Panthers are reportedly open to trade McCaffrey, who is 25 and has 2 years, $44 million left on his contract. Two parts here. One, would you trade for him if you were the Rams? And if not, where would be the best fit for the cause of one brow man?
Well, I would not if I was the Rams, because I think the Rams are now set with Sony Michel and Cam Akers, who are both in their 20s, and so they're set at running back. Mace, the one place, if you're a Rams fan, that you do not want Christian McCaffrey to get to is the Niners. Because he would be perfect for them.
Christian McCaffrey does not scare me at all. He's been injured now 2 years in a row. I wouldn't trade for him. I don't know what the trademark would actually even be for him. He's just demonstrated, I mean, there's a pattern. Once you're hurt once, you get hurt again. He's missed two seasons. He would not be on my list of guys that I would want on my roster.
Yeah, if he goes to the Niners with that offense.
Those injuries.
Well, here's the thing. They have a bunch of injuries every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they settled on Elijah Mitchell, who's having a really good year for them. And I think Christian McCaffrey, it's not going to happen for him. He was great. He had two really, really good years. And then two disastrous injury-filled years, and the average running back in the NFL lasts about 3.5 years. That's about right for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you guys are tough.
Yeah, I'm not as down on him as Mason is, Michael. And there's a bunch of teams that I think if you got him he could be incredibly dangerous.
Ability is availability.
Is he better than the Rams running backs right now?
The Rams running backs right now do what they need the Rams running backs to do.
Sony Michel, and then Cam Akers is really the guy. that is the future of the – and he was great last year. By the way, Cam Akers coming back from Achilles surgery after 5 months is some kind of record.
Whoa!
He tore his Achilles in July, and he's going to play on Sunday.
The only other guy I've ever heard of doing anything like that, Michael, is when Adrian Peterson tore his ACL and then just said, screw it, I'm playing without it.
I know, and these guys are getting hit on the knee, and he still did that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty, Cam Akers is a stud. All right, Bergman, is that it?
That'll do it.
All right, there you have it. There is your jump ball for today. Coming up next, actually, I'll throw this out there. This is an interesting one for Michael in particular. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Mars?
The planet or the
yes,
candy
the
bar?
Planet. The candy bar. Yes, the candy bar. I want to get your thoughts on that coming up. And also, how do you feel about clowns? I also want to know that coming up next for you as we get ready for Sunday NFL football, Rams versus 49ers. Huge game. The Rams have a chance. If they win that game and New Orleans wins, San Francisco out of the playoffs altogether. If they don't win, if San Francisco beats the Rams on Sunday at SoFi, they could fall all the way to the 5 seed in the NFC. So it is a huge game, and of course they've lost 5 consecutive games to the 49ers. We'll dig into that. Lakers on the floor again tonight. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.